If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing. It's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Yes, indeed. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program. Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show, home of positive business talk. Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, helping you get your business right, maybe with a chuckle, even the occasional guffaw here.
I do not guffaw.
I've seen you guffaw.
No.
Through your nose.
I
have.
That's probably true. That is probably true. I have been known to have things come out. So I have to tell you, see, now another story.
Okay.
I remember Eric comes to me, you know, like in December one time. He says, Angel.
Who did this?
You did.
Oh.
You did.
Since you were talking about me in the third person, I didn't know.
Yeah. Came to me, like, in December.
I'm in the room.
And says, Angel. I found the most perfect birthday card.
Yes.
For you.
Yes.
And I can't wait to give it to you.
And it was like December,
which is like 6 months
right
before my birthday. So now I am super curious.
I bought something in advance.
Well, that surprised me as well. So right. what would cause Eric to plan so far in advance that he thought it was so perfect that there's no way he could find anything more perfect in the next 6 months that he actually decided to buy it?
We interrupt this story to backtrack just a few months earlier.
When
what we did was we used to play, your families and our families came together, we used to play Monopoly.
I know, but we can't backtrack until we tell the story.
Oh, you don't think the punchline is enhanced by knowing what happened earlier?
No.
Okay. Once again, we find ourselves on two sides of the same fence. Go ahead.
Always. So 6 months later, here comes my birthday, and here comes the most perfect birthday card that Eric could find to give to me, and he held on to it. And so, you know, what am I thinking? Oh my gosh, it's got to be so endearing, and it was just, you know, the words had to just express so perfectly what he thinks about us and our friendship, or me and this, you know, this person in our life, right?
Yeah.
And so I open it up. And
by the way, you're the best business partner I've ever had.
How many business partners have you had?
Many.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay. I'm like, you're the only one, but okay. So here, you know, I open up the card, and on the card, on the cover of the card is...
How many years ago was this? 13?
A million.
Yeah.
I'm in my 70s, so
14,
yeah,
15.
At least that.
It's probably 15 years ago.
Is a picture of...
Scar tissue much?
Of a cat.
Yeah.
With a mouse.
A mouse.
Coming out of its nose. And this is the most perfect birthday card that when Eric saw it, he thought... of Angel.
I got to be honest with you. Right now, right here, right now, right in this moment.
Right here, right now, right now.
I laughed so hard, I quite literally almost passed out. I mean, like I saw fuzzies.
Ooh.
Yeah. I shouldn't do that again.
All the brain blood.
But that's hysterical.
This
right?
is,
it's
yeah.
a cat.
It's a cat.
With a mouse coming out of its nose. Now, let's go back to what I wanted to tell you, which would enhance the punchline, in my opinion.
Oh, because, you know,
because
this wasn't good enough.
Here we are playing Monopoly, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that if you're playing Monopoly, it's a full contact sport, right?
Yeah,
I think,
steals.
No.
He cheats, he lies.
It's not cheating. I do not lie. It's not cheating unless you get caught.
It is cheating.
And I used to play
it
with...
It is cheating
is true.
Even if you don't get caught. Can hear me now.
I used to play with a man with a glass eye. I can't make this up. I honestly did. A man with a glass eye. And he would, you know, like everybody, they take their dollar bills and put them underneath the board, right? So dollars and fives and tens and 20s and 50s and hundreds and then the 500s. And they would go from left to right. Well, I always sat just to the right of this man who had a glass right eye, right? And his 500s would be at the end of his board, which would be like just to my left, you know, left hand. So I would just simply go over and remove some of those 500s. He'd never see it because he had a glass eye. And that became the way.
And that's not cheating.
No, he never caught me because he didn't know. But now enter Angel and Jay, who come over to play Monopoly, which is a full contact sport in my house. And somebody whose name forevermore shall be Ruthless, caught me doing the same thing. And all of a sudden, now we have to guard our money and so on. And one day, I had to get up and use the restroom, came back, and found my money missing. And who has my money? And where is it located? In Angel's sock. Can't make it up.
I mean, Monopoly, you got to play by the house rules, right?
And
everybody's rules at each house is different.
And when I caught her.
I learned quickly what the house rules were. I played along.
When I caught her, I said, "Is that my money in your sock?" Just as she was taking a drink. And the rest is history.
The rest became my infamous birthday card. Don't you hate it when food
comes out your nose.
Yeah, right? And so, yeah, now stuff coming out of our nose. My friend Coach Brew, who is a regular here, all-star expert here on the show, he posted something yesterday also, made me want to spew something out of my nose. Why are we talking about all that? I don't remember.
Oh, because it's the perfect segue for talking about the questions every salesperson should be asking their prospective customers.
Yeah, that is the topic. Couldn't you tell? Couldn't you tell? What should you ask when we talk about sales questions? Rather than arming you with, you know, closing techniques and close number 743, let's just talk about the answer or asking this question. And
right.
The question is why?
What?
No, why?
What?
Why?
Why what?
Just why?
Oh.
So, according to Heather Morgan, she says she interviewed a former FBI hostage negotiator in 2017 who told her that starting with why makes people feel like they're a part of their
interrogation. Right.
Right. Which is never helpful for gathering information.
So instead, you should be asking what?
Or how.
Yeah.
So for example, instead of saying, why are you interested in our platform right now? Instead, what made you look into our platform? Starting then, the question this way tends to make it more specific so you can learn more about your customers' motives. So often we say, why now? Why are you looking at us? Why'd you choose us over your competition? Why? We're like little two-year-old toddlers.
Gotta be defensive for that. Well, gosh, why are you asking me why?
And we do. We start to go back on our heels I guess I should have an answer for that. I guess I should have... And it's probably, and we don't want to give the answer that's going to lock us into doing business with you, right? We're trying to keep our options open.
But consider instead of asking, why are you interested now? How would our software platform help you out right now? You know, give me some help me understand what you're thinking.
So switch up your why to instead asking how or a what.
How about this? Who makes the decisions? That's a question that everybody needs to know on the front side of your conversation. Because if you sit down for a 45-minute, which is always an hour and a half, meeting with somebody, you probably are not talking to the right person unless you ask. Do you make the decisions?
But instead of going, who's your boss?
Right.
Who makes the decisions, you know, and making them sound like, okay, I just want to railroad over you. Ask who will use the product.
Right.
You know, which department will mostly be participating in this? Who else is involved in this process?
What do we need to get the purchase approved?
What do we need to do? And so, again, going back to asking the what's and the how's instead of asking the why and the who.
Here's an interesting one. If you want to help your prospects convert into to actual sales, may I show you?
Don't ask that, right?
Oh.
They say that most people barrel into a meeting pronouncing a product demo and expect to make a good impression. However, most potential customers get asked to view demos all the time, and they don't want to be assaulted with another one right away. So instead, going back to the what and the how, what would a successful scenario for you look like? Only when they've described the ideal outcome do you proceed towards demo territory. So they say, for example, you might ask how they see themselves using the software you sell. And if they say something about faster performance, then you can spotlight that aspect of your product when you finally do go through.
And finally, the one that's probably going to seal the deal for you is this. What happens if we don't? What happens if we don't make this purchase, if we don't move forward, if we don't do that? That gets them to realize, there's probably good value in moving forward.
Yeah. What are you going to do instead?
Yep.
If you don't do this?
And if they say, you're just going to go to your competitors, they were never your customer in the beginning. All right, gang, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. More positive business talk and possibly a side story when we return.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now, 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Many manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page, and we'll interact with you live on the show.
You know you want to. Message us. We'll interact with you live on the show. That much is true.
There's a guy that's called the Get It Done Guy.
Get It Done Guy.
Yeah, Stephen Robbins. He's known as the Get It Done Guy. He talks about how to use your calendar more effectively.
How to use your calendar
how
more effectively?
How to use your calendar more effectively.
I already know that.
You do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because the calendar has been no source of stress for us recently at all.
Save you some space and time right now.
Go ahead.
Get your calendar.
Mm-hmm.
Got it?
Yeah.
Got it in your hand?
Sure.
Throw it away.
And how is that helping me use it more effectively? I don't have it anymore.
It's not messing up. You're not double booking, I promise.
You're going to overbook, underbook, miss appointments. You're going to, that is.
I'm just saying.
You're saying, I dare you.
Don't make me laugh. I'll pass out.
All right. So we all know that we've got to schedule our success.
Yeah.
Or we're planning our failure. Right.
Right.
And so how do we keep it all straight? I'm a big fan of the Benjamin Franklin system. I was a big Franklin Covey user. I'm talking about you don't have to remember everything. As long as it's all written down in the same place, then everything, all those little details
right.
are free. You free up your brain. You don't have to worry about that. And now you can be more creative, more spontaneous, more energized, and less stressed because phone numbers, details, directions.
Spontaneity is a good thing?
Well, and I'm not saying spontaneity. I'm saying creative.
Okay.
It's very different.
All right.
And so the calendar and how we use our calendar, we're trying to adopt new technology that other people can schedule and you kind of free up your time and then it sends out the reminders.
Right.
There's none of this back and forth stuff. But what happens when you have multiple people and now an artificial intelligence using your calendar? It does make for some interesting conversations. And of course here with Richard, our new producer, we're using new calendars and trying to learn all sorts of new ways because I think it improves communication. It improves your effectiveness and your productivity at work. So here's tip number one, and that is to commit to one central calendar, your one master calendar.
Your master calendar.
Right, the master schedule. So every time you schedule something, add it immediately. One, so you can tell at a glance how much free time you have and what other obligations you have, and also that you don't forget to put it in the calendar.
Okay.
But not just... Now, when you go to your calendar and you're looking for, if somebody says, I want to meet with you on Tuesday at 9 o'clock.
Right.
You don't just look at Tuesday at 9 o'clock and see if Tuesday at 9 o'clock is available.
No, I learned that a long time ago. You got to look at Tuesday at 4 a.m., 5 a.m.
Yeah, you gotta look what's happening.
6 a.m.
Before that.
7 a.m.
And after that, what's happening around
10
that?
10 p.m.
Are you even gonna be in the area?
Right.
And so do you need a cushion of time, but you know, with the things that are happening beforehand?
Then you gotta play Mother May I. I'm just trying to help the guys out there.
Right. And so make sure that you're looking, you're kind of the buffer around that appointment. But one master calendar. Put things in your calendar immediately. If instead of making a to-do list, right, schedule when you're going to do that item. When is your admin time? When is your bookkeeping time? When's your follow-up time? When is the time you're actually going to get the work done? When are you going to work out? And what time are you available for meetings? Otherwise, you've got your productivity time, and then you know from 9 to noon, and somebody wants to meet you at 10. It's going to derail all your productivity time. It's perfectly acceptable to look at your calendar and say, I am not available until noon. You know, my next opening is at noon, not at 10, but at noon.
There you go. Whoops. Sorry about that.
All right. So if you are using an electronic calendar, the Get It Done guy recommends that you back it up so that
something bad
happens. Right?
Something bad.
Do you remember when you had a paper calendar? And you left it somewhere, or maybe it fell in the bathtub or the pool, or it caught on fire.
Or it accidentally found its way to the trash can.
It would never accidentally find its way to the trash can.
Just saying.
Oh, what?
I'm not as organized as you, okay?
I know, but I'm trying to help you.
Thank you.
I'm trying to help you.
Okay.
So there's actually a place in your calendar where you can use notes. He actually goes on to talk about all some other things, choosing paper or electronic. I remember when I made the switch over from my paper calendar to the electronic calendar.
I do too.
It was quite painful.
It was so much fun.
It was. People would shame me.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Not you.
Okay.
People would shame me when I showed up with my, you know, my Franklin plan or my, you know, they're all carrying their sleek little fancy phones. And I've got this paper calendar. But what I discovered was the hardest part from going from paper to electronic was all the other things I did with my calendar besides the calendar. And so these days I don't need a calendar because I have made the total switch over to the electronic.
Right.
I have one master calendar.
Yeah, do you remember when it was one calendar? I mean, we talked about it, right? The, mm-hmm. the one master, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Tip number five is use lots of calendars.
Well, lots, but all on one.
Digital makes it easy.
Yes, right? Yes. Because, you know, now we can keep all different categories together. So it's different calendars, but all under one master view where you can see it all at a glance.
Yes.
But if you're sharing calendars and you want to see your coworkers' schedules, you want to see, for us, we have one for the schedule of the radio. And so we all need access to different pieces of it. And by using that one centralized where it's all in one place but color coordinated for the different things has, I don't know, I think it's made my job easier when I can actually use it. But schedule what's important to you. Do time blocking.
Yes.
Make sure that anytime you schedule an appointment with when you're networking or you go to a conference or even meeting with a client or a prospect, that not only do you schedule the time that you're meeting or the time that you're at that networking event or that conference.
Right.
But you additionally, at the same time that you put that in your calendar, you also schedule the follow-up to that. When are you going to follow up with those contacts? When are you going to follow up and send them the stuff you were going to send them? If you don't have the follow-up piece scheduled,
right.
Guess what doesn't happen?
The follow-up.
It's the number one thing that is keeping businesses from growing.
Right.
And yet it's the number one thing that we could easily do if we just would schedule two things at the same time. This is when I'm meeting with Eric, and then this is when I'm going to do my follow-up with Eric.
There you go.
And put them both in the calendar at the same time.
Use the notes field, as we do in almost everything in our calendars now. Use the notes field exclusively, or extensively, I should say. You won't be able to remember the conversation that you had,
mm-mm.
So put that in the notes, and you won't remember the purpose of your call or your getting together. Put it in the notes.
Put it in the notes. And remember, you've got all sorts of flexibility. Not every appointment needs to be an hour.
That's right.
Right? You can do half hour meetings. You can do 45 minute meetings. You don't always have to meet for coffee. Sometimes those can be done over the phone, yep, or even in a Zoom conference call. Then no travel time required.
That makes it brilliant. All right, gang, we'll be back right after these messages. Thank you for tuning in. This is the Experience Pros Radio Network, home of positive business talk. For the archives of this broadcast and everything that we do, check out experiencepros.com and click on the radio tab. Back after these messages.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe.
all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG. FANBRAG. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thank you for taking time out of your day to join us for ours. When was the last time you put any time into the thought process of your customer experience?
You know, we have a friend of ours who is actually in the middle of writing a book. He talks a lot about that customer experience, but he's writing one that is talking about how we are frustrating our customers,
right,
and why they are leaving. And I think it must be so cleansing for him to kind of share the other side of the story, because we're always talking about how do you improve that customer experience?
Right.
How do you train your staff to connect with them? How do you handle it when something goes wrong?
Yeah, his book is You're Not Doing It.
It's all the things that companies do to frustrate their customers. And it's not necessarily just that our employees have bad behavior. There's all sorts of other stories. But let's talk about that customer experience.
Yes.
And this is an element when we're talking about putting our business together and all the, you know, we think about branding, we've got logos, you know, here's our website. We put all these pieces together, the inventory and who we are and what we're going to sell and what the font is and what the colors are. But what is the customer experience going to be? And I think as business owners, we take for granted that it's going to be awesome.
Right.
but really, how often is it awesome?
Right.
Really? When you're on the receiving end of customer service, how awesome is it really awesome? And for those times that it is really awesome, do you think it is really awesome by chance or because that was the way it was planned to be from the very beginning?
I think it's because it's planned. I call it planned spontaneity. That it looks like we're just, you know, seeing things for the first time or experiencing something for the first time and serendipity, right? Mm-hmm. But the most serendipitous moments in a customer's experience have been orchestrated from before they ever knew they had an itch for what you serve.
I watched a documentary on the airplane that was talking about airports and kind of the behind the scenes of airports.
Sure.
And it was fascinating. Atlanta is actually one of our most popular airports in the country, as far as number of people that come throughout the day.
Right.
And as they were designing the airport, you know, some of the things that they put into it to create this customer experience.
Right.
Of moving. I mean, they move a lot of people. Disney moves a lot of people. And you wouldn't think that the movement of people is part of that customer experience.
Sure.
And yet it is right there at the center, especially especially if you know, they've got to move somewhat through your store, move somewhat through your sales process. They are moving. And so, you know, when we think about that customer experience, is really about moving our customers, not only physically through our sales process, but emotionally.
Emotionally through, absolutely.
Yes. Because it is far more emotional than we give credit to. So back to this airport.
Yeah.
What was kind of fascinating, Eric, is they designed like the tiles in the floor almost like arrows to guide you.
Sure.
And the way that the lighting was above, you know, to move, like just to kind of move people
psychologically
through,
right? Pushing you through.
Yes.
Get you on your way.
And signage was something. Not a lot of signage, because what happens when you read a sign? You stop.
You do.
You stop. And they realized that the more words and stuff on signs was causing blockages.
Oh.
And so less signs and more just, you know, less words on the signs and just really quick and easy so that you could keep going.
You can even take this one step further, even in your own business. And I know a couple of businesses who do. Wouldn't it be nice when you walk into the next location where you're going to be a customer? And you smell the aroma of freshly brewed espresso or how about fresh made pancakes, right? Or cookies.
Can I tell you a story?
Yeah, I think you should. I don't think we can stop
it. It's like storytelling today. So my husband and I went on a cruise back in November.
Yes, you did.
It was my husband's first cruise ever, and I'm really not a cruiser because I get seasick.
Okay.
But I woke up one morning. And really early, and we were pulling into the port.
Yeah.
And I got all excited because I think it's really cool to watch the ships actually pull into this little tiny dock, you know, big giant ship parking this. I think it's impressive. So I scrambled up out of bed, got dressed, and I went and I watched on deck the ship pull in. But it was super early in the morning. And so on the way back, I grabbed a cup of coffee for my husband.
Gotta love that.
So that when he woke up, he'd have a cup of coffee. Well, when I came back to the room, he was still sound asleep. So I just put the coffee on the little dresser thing that they have there, and I crawled back to bed, and I went back to sleep.
Yeah.
Well, he tells me later, he says, I woke up and I could smell coffee.
Yeah.
But I didn't know why he could smell coffee. It was this really random thing because there shouldn't be a smell of coffee.
Right. Everything else is the way it was when we closed our eyes.
Yeah. So he goes back to sleep, but he's like, I can really smell coffee.
Powerful dream he's having.
Right. And so some scents have such powerful emotion for people. Coffee can often be
absolutely
one of those that energizes and excites.
You used to tell the story of your husband wafting with coffee. He would make a cup of coffee and then blow the aroma into your face while you were sleeping. Yeah. I think he just wanted you to get up.
He would, yeah. That was how he would wake me up.
Right.
But it would wake me up. I'm like, oh, there's coffee. I'm awake now.
Right.
Like a little puppy. But
it's the experience.
It's the experience. So the experience of when you think about the customer experience, it isn't just we're going to sell them this thing and we're going to do a good job. We're going to be polite and we're going to be nice and we're going to try and make it simple and not complicated. That's really the customer service.
That's right.
Part of it. And I think we all have an element of the customer service of how we're going to get their money in exchange for our product or service.
Sure.
But when we take it. And we rise, you know, to that next level. We raise the bar and say, okay, now because this is an experience economy, that if we can create an experience that is remarkable, whereas our customers will remark about it.
Yeah, they're actually talking about it.
They're going to say something. They might take a selfie with it, take a picture.
Because it's a positive experience.
Yes. This is what we're after. Because if we don't create a memorable, remarkable customer experience and we just provide good customer service.
Oh, and nothing will happen.
Nothing will happen.
And that's bad. And not only that, they'll probably go somewhere else the next time because you didn't wow them.
And it is. It's a wow. It's
that's
the
right.
wow factor. And where is that wow factor created? We in our office did something that is so simple.
Yeah.
So simple, but gets the wow factor. Oftentimes people stop and take a picture with it. They take a selfie, right? They're super excited. They feel incredibly welcomed by it.
What could be this unbelievable, technological, uncanny thing that people want to take selfies and post it on the interwebs? It's a chalkboard.
It's our chalkboard.
A chalkboard.
That says welcome, and we write their name on it in chalk.
Right.
So it's not even a digital screen. It's not anything permanent, but it does say, we were expecting you. We're glad you're here.
Yeah.
And
you're a part of our plans today.
And it makes such a difference when people see their name. And I've seen it all sorts of different ways where, you know, they print it up on a piece of paper, they write it on one of those glow boards, like whatever it is. You were expecting me.
That's right.
And because of that, I feel special. And when I feel special, now I've had an emotional reaction, I've had an emotional connection, I want to share that with others. So when I share that with others, that's word of mouth marketing right there, because out of my words, my mouth, your marketing, right? And it was it still is. It is a chalkboard. And it is one of those things that, so as you start thinking about every interaction that your customer has with you, whether that's your emails, your voicemails, your bills, your invoices.
It's an opportunity to build loyalty.
Every step of the way.
That's right.
And so it's the customer experience. So go back into, you know, bring your team together and say, okay, we do this and we do this well. How can we take it up a notch?
It makes me want to sing. I feel pretty. Oh, so pretty. I feel pretty and witty and bright. Should I finish it?
Yes.
And I pity any girl who isn't me tonight. It's Julie Andrews. We'll be back right after these messages. Just look into your customer experience. That's a good idea. Back after this.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time homebuyers, military, and low-down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLC consumeraccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
Attention! Are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across
the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Biz Talk Radio.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. This is America's home for positive business talk. Got a provocative question here.
You do, but before you get to the provocative question, I just have to say, I think Richard is really getting to know me because we've had both disco and country now in the same show. So. Yeah. Rock on. I like that. Kudos to Richard, our producer. Thank you for my musical mix.
All right.
Provocative question, huh?
Yep.
Okay.
The answer is no.
No.
Actually, it's nope.
Nope.
And it doesn't come from me. It comes from listener Robert.
Nope.
We haven't even said what the question is.
And we're already getting
a
nope.
But he's like, nope.
Nope. My friend Felicia Jones out on social media about an hour ago posted this provocative question. Her business is called Keep Up with Mrs. Jones.
And I'm with you, Robert.
She talks about budgeting. She talks about finances in your business. She's really the money gal. And so for her to put up this question and to read the responses has been really quite fascinating. But before I read you, let's read you the question. Then I'll tell you. Then we can tell the story.
All right.
Okay, so the question is, provocative question.
I mean, no. The answer is no.
Submitted by Felicia Jones is, if you were offered a salary of $200,000 a year.
Oh, $200,000 a year. I thought it was like 200 grand, just like.
No. If you were offered a salary of $200,000 a year to do exactly what you're doing right now.
Yeah.
But you have to give up your business. Would you do it?
Nope.
That was your answer, nope.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, no.
Yes. No. Yes. Yeah. No. The answer is no.
Yes, my answer is no.
Yes, your answer is no.
No, if you my answer is no.
So you have a business, and so there's a lot of assumptions in this question, right?
Yeah,
that you're
there
an entrepreneur, you have your own business.
Do you know about the word assume?
I know, but let's just play with me here.
Yeehaw.
So you have your own business, and so we're assuming you have your own business, and that your business is you're doing something you love to do, that you're passionate about the thing that you are doing. And so you still get to do the thing that you're doing, but instead of owning the business, and I don't know what that means. I don't know. I mean, I guess if you were given a salary, that means you now have a boss, right? And that's how that works, right?
Probably.
Right? You have a boss. Somebody
I would
else.
Guess so. Yeah, somebody's got to write the check.
Right, so if you were offered a salary to do what you're doing, would you give it up? Well, let's read what some of the responses have been. And if you'd like to chime in with your response, we will read those as well.
I see a couple of folks watching by way of Facebook Live. Put your comments in. I'm posting them. Robert Johnson says, nope. And then he says, $200 million in a heartbeat.
$200 million. So need some more zeros in that.
A few more zeros.
Okay. Well, Peter says, yep, you can always start another.
Oh. Okay.
Justin Taylor says, yep, and I'd be retired in a few years.
Justin, come on. 200 grand?
Tamra says, yep, so many options out there to try out. So we got a yep, and a yep, like in a heartbeat.
All
take
right.
the money
okay.
and run, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Then Leah comes in and she says, nope.
No.
No amount of pay is worth my being unhappy.
Oh, she didn't read the question.
Right, but so you would do exactly what you're doing
you're
now.
You're doing what you're doing.
So why would you still be why would you be unhappy?
Is it she doesn't want to work for the man.
Don't, right? We are willing to work, entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. only ones willing to work 100 hours a week just so we don't have to work 40 for
yes.
somebody else, right?
That makes all the sense
right?
in the world.
I mean, we're just nuts when it comes to that.
Mm-hmm.
Madison. I can't hasten to an answer. I need to read the fine print.
Madison's a lawyer.
To take 200K means to trade time for value. I can do that.
Oh, so I need to read the fine print, you know what? The answer's still yes.
Right, probably.
Okay.
I mean, we're kind of making this up.
Yeah.
And so rather than assume that it's, you know, we're giving up so much stuff, why can't we just assume it would be really what we want? It might be working for an amazing boss because, you know, we've all had so many of those. Sorry, that was a little snarky.
Was it?
Connor says, there's no way on earth I'd give up design and creating watches and not for $200,000. So, Connor, you wouldn't have to give up.
You didn't read the instructions.
Right? You get to keep doing what you're doing.
Exactly what you're doing.
But a salary
right.
of you being instead of you being the owner. And again, Abby did not read. She says, depends on the job.
Oh, Abby, what part of the same job do you not understand?
I mean, this is a really, it's two lines of text, you know, that
and
the question is.
What's funny is that many of the people who are probably responding, and I don't have this on my screen, so I don't know, are probably in the $40,000 a year zone. So what's your hesitation?
Brandy says, nope, but if they doubled it, we could talk.
Oh.
Right? That's kind of right up there with Robert.
Right?
Mike, I need another. None of zeros in that. Stephanie says, oh, goodness. This is a tough question. Well, if I could do exactly what I was doing right now,
yeah.
then yes, because it would be aligned to my sole purpose.
And so it sounds like it's an easy question.
Yeah. So yes,
right?
because the answer was you get to do exactly
right.
what you're doing now.
Okay.
My answer.
Angel Tussie.
Right. You know, get to do the same job for the same amount of money without being the owner.
Hold that thought for just a minute. Go ahead.
Tempting.
What? Tempting?
Tempting. You know, I don't know. You start to think about, you know, I don't have to make all the decisions. I don't have to do all the creativity.
Yeah.
I don't know. Kind of.
KZ online says, it's a matter of who makes the decisions. I love what I do, and I love being the one to decide to get to what I get to do, right? So
I agree. I do. I love what I do. And I think that's the thing. Most of us do. We love what we do. But admit it. There are probably parts of it that we wouldn't mind if somebody else did.
That's called outsourcing, and it is the source of our tomorrow's segment. Or maybe not. I don't know.
Well, okay, so
right.
Lynn says I'd have to read the small print.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
She does have people offering all the time to buy her business. She says, I have people offering to buy my business frequently. I actually have a waiting list.
Oh.
So she actually
aren't you fancy, Lynn?
Has, right? Somebody said, Pam, she says, it's a hard one. My instinct would be to say no. And make the 200K my own way, right? But if we're making that now, I don't know, right? Okay, so
nope.
Eric is a nope.
I'm a definitive nope. It didn't even take me.
I know, right?
Any time to think about it.
I don't know, right? That's not enough to buy me out of my freedom, says Kiki.
Yeah.
Well, Cindy.
Here's the thing: if we're going to make assumptions, then you know, anything can be possible. But I'm going to go with what is right on the question, right? And the question is?
I'm guessing I could cut back to actually only 40 hours. That's like half the time I put in now.
It absolutely is. There's lots of upside
right?
for you. Yeah. For me, not so much.
Why not?
Because you wouldn't be there.
It's exactly what you're doing.
The question that says if you could do, not if you plural. Angel,
if you could
Eric.
Do exactly what you're doing right now, host a radio show with
Hosting
Angel.
Hosting a radio show. Oh, where does it say with Angel?
Exactly what you're doing right now.
No,
exactly.
Angel. Exactly. No amount of money. That's the bottom line. We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio,